So Bhagavan gives us a very simple solution, simple method. It's not very hard, and we'll do that in the verse number 34. Tad viddhi pranipatena
pariprashnena
sevaya
उपदेक्ष्यन्ति ते ज्ञानम्
ज्ञानिनस्तत्वदर्शिनः. So how do you know tat viddhi? So know that. How do you know that, Arjuna? Pranipatena. Pranipatena means sashtang namaskar. You know, when we go to the temple, we just bow down and her whole body is on the ground. You know, that is called pranipatena. So by doing sashtang namaskar, to who? We'll come to that. So do that, bow down, pariprashnena, and ask questions. Pariprashnena means asking the appropriate questioning, and seva. So three things you have to do. Go to a teacher, first bow down with surrender, ask questions, and serve. Those three things are required, and ask the right question. And when that happens, when you go to a teacher, when you bow down and you ask the right question and you serve the teacher, updekshyanti te jnanam. Jnanam, the knowledge they will give you, the teachers will give you. And what kind of teacher should we look for? So what kind of guru should I look for when I go to study the Bhagavad Gita or any scripture? So they say guru should have two qualities. If it's truly an evolved guru, he should be jnani. He should know the scriptures. Not only know the scriptures, but be able to explain them. See, there are many people who are realized masters, highly evolved, you know, sitting in caves, and by meditation they have become one with the truth, but they do have no interest in speaking, or they have not bothered to study the scriptures or teach, and that is fine. Again, I said that it does not make him any less than one who goes out and teaches. So this person should have knowledge of the scriptures, jnani, and an ability to communicate the knowledge. And then secondly, should be tattva darshina, should have himself or herself realized the truth, be a realized master. So truly, to find a guru has to have two qualities. One is he should be a realized soul, and secondly, should be able to communicate this knowledge. For example, there may be pandits, you know, who have studied Sanskrit and know all the grammar and Panini and all, know all the, you know, bhashyas and all those commentaries and everything. But they themselves have not realized the truth. They are not spiritually evolved. So such a person can give a lecture on spirituality and look very impressive, but unless he himself has progressed spiritually, the teaching will not be effective. That's what they say. Gurudev says that your words will have no effect unless you actually live it. If you say something but you are not living that, then sooner or later people are able to sense that this person does not really know the truth. So that's why a true teacher should have two qualities. One is know, ability to communicate, and secondly, himself realized. So jnani is the one who has understood the scriptures, and tattva darshana, tattva means the truth, one who has seen. In the Mundak Upanishad, here we can go to the verse number 34, as we said, the knowledge should be there. In the Mundak Upanishad, it is explained very beautifully. I think in the Tuesday class, you are just starting Mundak Upanishad. I think Neeru told me, so she will be covering that. But there's a very beautiful shloka. I think those who, ladies, if they don't come, Tuesday 12 to 1:30, they have ladies study group where they are doing different texts. So if anybody is interested, please come on Tuesday. But there's a very beautiful shloka in the Mundak Upanishad. I'll chant the shloka and give the meaning. It says, Pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmana nirveda mayas ta asat akrit kritena तद विज्ञार्थम गुरु में वाभिगच्छेत समित पाणी श्रोत्रियम ब्रह्मनिष्ठम. सो ही सेज परीक्ष लोकान. सो दिस पर्सन हु हैज गॉन टू द गुरु हैज ऑलरेडी सीन वर्ल्ड. ही हैज एक्सपीरियंस. ही रियलाइज वर्ल्ड इज नॉट गोइंग टू गिव मी परमानेंट हैप्पीनेस. या टेम्पररली आई विल गेट सम जॉय इफ आई गेट सम ऑब्जेक्ट और अ जॉब और अ पोजिशन और अ पावर और अ पर्सन मैरी. या टेम्पररली आई विल हैव जॉय but permanent joy I will not get from the worldly object. So he develops dispassion, disinterest. So duniya mein kuch rakha nahi hai, you know, world is not going to give me that. What I want is the permanent joy, and he wants the permanent eternal joy. So what does he do? Tat vignyartham gurum eva abhigacchet. He approaches the guru. And how does he go? Samit Pani. Samit Pani is a very beautiful phrase. It means he carries dried sticks. Now, why does he carry dried sticks? First of all, of course, these ashrams are usually in the mountains along the river, so it's very cold. So taking dried sticks is like, okay, Guru, you know, we can light the fire and get some warmth. But the symbolism of dried sticks in the Mundaka Upanishad is explained. It says that the student says, my life is like a dry stick. I'm ready to burn all my vasanas, all my desires, all my longings, and I'm ready, teacher, for the highest knowledge. So a student approaches the teacher with that right attitude, that at this point I want nothing else except that. Everything else is like they say, no, you burn all your bridges and I'm not going to go back. So that is. And the teacher, as we said, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtham, should have the knowledge and the experience. So Bhagavan Shankaracharya ji tells us, when you go to a teacher, like he says, Pariprashnena, what are the questions you should ask? So they say, don't go and ask a teacher, should I get married or not? You know, or what kind of job should I take? You know, he says, for that, you have to go to, like, you don't go to a physics professor and ask him a question about biology or economics. You go to a physics professor, ask him physics. Go to a biologist. So same way, when you go to a Mahatma, ask him questions about spirituality. That's why when we have an opportunity to be one-on-one, say you're driving Swamiji, you know, back or picking him up, or after bhiksha, you are sitting with Swamiji, then get a list of your spiritualite questions, some doubts, because they can, that's what Bhagavan says, updekshanti te jnanam, they will offer you the knowledge. But how should we go? By surrender. So when Bhagavan says, lie down, shashtang namaskar, on the floor, it does not mean that you have to do that. But yes, we respectfully touch the teacher's or the guru's feet. But more important is not the physical bow down, but the mental surrender. That at this moment, I know nothing. And please, you teacher, write. My mind is empty. And you write on the slate of my mind. So I don't go with preconceived notions, preconceived ideas. I already know. And, you know, people say, what I'm going to do is ask the question. Surrender, forget it. Seva, service, I'll see. If the teacher answers my question, then I may serve him. Not like that. I have to surrender mentally and I have to be willing to serve the teacher. Now, serve the teacher has been used or misused. A lot of people have made themselves into gurus and they say, you come and serve me. But true service is what will please my teacher and what will please God. And I have to tune myself with the teacher. So tuning my mind with the teacher's mind and understanding, just as water flows from a higher level to a lower level, right? Water will always flow from the mountains into the plain. So having this idea that the guru is the higher, I respect the guru, not that I am blind faith. I go with the open eyes, but then whatever the guru says, I should have shraddha. I should have faith in the scriptures. If the guru is that kind, has the knowledge and has the experience. And another place I was listening, so they said this knowledge cannot be taught, but has to be caught. Cannot be taught, has to be caught. What it means is that when you live with a teacher and when you spend time with the teacher, you see how the teacher is living his life or her life with the wisdom, and then you It's like a process of osmosis. You know, those who have studied science, where there is salt in one container and where more salt in one and only water, what will happen is when you connect the two, this water will go to the salt will go to the water, and by osmosis they'll become one. So staying with the teacher and serving the teacher is not with the idea that the teacher wants anything. The idea is that I, by being in the presence of the teacher, I will improve. So humility is very important. And Arjuna was a good student because he had said, "Oh Lord, I don't know anything. Shishyasteham shadimam. You please teach me." And he had already spent so much time with Bhagavan Sri Krishna. They were friends. So he had tuned his mind to that. And then people say, "You know what? Becoming a student is too much trouble. I have to go, then I have to surrender, then I have to bow down, then I have to tune my mind, then I have to learn, then I have to serve the teacher. Why don't I become a guru? Best is guru ban jao yaar, ye student karke kya." But this to become a guru, first you have to be a good student. Unless you have studied, you are not going to be able to teach others. So the goal of life should be, I should be a good student. I should be willing to study, willing to learn, and have the strong desire to learn. And if that desire is there, Bhagavan says, I will find the guru for you. The guru will himself appear. You do not need to go searching for a guru and say, how can I find a guru? What are his qualifications? Should he be wearing orange or should he be wearing white? Or should he have a long beard? The longer the beard, you know, the better the guru. No, none of that. You just become a good student, study and be available, the guru will appear. In Prashnopanishad is a very beautiful, another Upanishad, and the summary of that is that there is a muni called Pippalada Muni, the teacher, and six students go and approach him. I think Vimalji just did that, Prashnopanishad, and each student has a different question. And they want to ask the question, starting from creation to the highest. So they go to this teacher and say, Guru, you know, we have six questions we want to ask, six students. So Guru says, before you ask the question, stay in the ashram for 1 year and serve. So you have to go to the cow shed and clean all the dirt from the cows, wash it out with water, and then, you know, go to the fields and, you know, plant that. Say, you know what, I'm from a big household, one of the student things, and he's making me go and clean the cow's dirt. I'm not going to do it. So, okay, it's okay. I didn't ask you to come. The point is not that the guru needs anything, but he wants to see how sincere the student is. Is he truly sincere, or he's just asking just for the sake of asking? Swami Tejomayananji tells a very humorous story. Before he became a Swami, he was a brahmachari, and, you know, they didn't have cars for everybody to go. So he was going in the local train, holding his hand, and very difficulty. The train was packed. Those of you who have been in Bombay local train know how packed it is. And he was barely hanging on. He had these yellow clothes. He was not Swami yet. So one person asked him, Swamiji, he says, so he looked, he says, yeah, he's talking to me. He said, haan, kya chahiye? He says, Swamiji, ye Bhagavad Gita mein kya likha hai? He said, what is in Bhagavad Gita? This poor guy is holding on to the, and there's so much crowd. He said, that's not how you ask a student, you know, a teacher. You go and respectfully in the middle of the crowd. So become a good student, and then alone, updekshyanti te jnanam, then you will get the knowledge. And then if an opportunity comes to help somebody or teach, take advantage of that. But the main purpose of life is to study, be a good student, and get this knowledge and bring it into your life. If your life has not changed as a result of studying Bhagavad Gita, then you have wasted your time and the teacher's time too. So that's what Bhagavan says. Go to the teacher respectfully, bow down, serve the teacher, live with the teacher, and then you can ask the question. Then and then alone, the knowledge will benefit you. Then the next verse number 45, maybe. What am I going to get out of this? You know, there's 18 chapters and 700 verses. and I have to study, will there be any benefit? You see, we are all very benefit oriented. You know, fayda nahi hai, so I am not going to go. So Bhagwan is very clear. He says this student knows he is not going to come unless I give him some laddu. You know, what is the benefit of? So that is verse number 35.